Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
For you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
Radio Live, your hip-hop informer, welcome to the show. We didn't mean to drop that commercial on you right out the box, but it is what it is, 917-889-3926. You're inside Money Monday, May 16th, 2011. Tonight we discuss unemployment, workforce preparation, and the challenges associated with gainful employment. Is a job better than no job? What do I mean by that? You know, is a minimum wage job, you know, better than working no job at all? Let's talk about it. Some say a job is a job. Some say, hell no, I got to be making a certain amount, or I'd rather not do it at all. How logical is that? How feasible is that? Guess what? Many people take that stance every day. Is a job better than no job? That's the topic tonight, this Money Monday. Wet money, sucker free. Team Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah. Wet money.
Wake up in the morning like, what's the hour? With money in my hand, I got all the power. Just kill another beat, so bring all the flowers. Yeah. Staying sucker free while y'all still some cowards.
I say, what's the concept, miss? He said, go in. Who should I shout out on the track? He said, no friend. Sucker free. Wet money, chill out and no man. Cutthroat, big redneck. Hello, my name's T. MVR, nigga, the MV. Backfell, move E like AMP. KP, anything for that wet money. I push it, pump it, put a few O's in my budget. Hustling, nigga, we the end. They can't do how we does it. Every little step I take, kid, come another hitter from around my way. Wait. Out of daily, this IV, nigga. Talking business, get an MPA. LL2JUST. Don't fuck with me. I'll be the dad up and down this street. Cause I flip people like an SUV for the VI. All about my B.I. I will chill over these words. Booker Eli, and we ride like a G.I. Joe. You see my 357, nigga, we live.
Yeah, nigga, when that hate boy, night of a G, get up in the other six, boy, I don't you have, don't play, boy, don't you test, not me, boy, rules, you better obey, boy, say, boy, run with that boy, only, boy, eight, boy, no days off, no break, boy, head exposed to fake, boy, I set fire to the field, burn the crop, on your life, you fall, practice what you preach, quickly see your money, quiet, you gone, if you try, life for long, bullseye, sniper on land, yeah, I am on thin, clear, fight for all, keep talking bogus. Let's play, drop the token, the clock is
run through the O. Cam Newton, this champ is boasting. Flow for the whole East Coast, Atlantic Ocean. Sick of swim, not a body floating.
Rather than to do something. I don't know. Tonight we discuss unemployment, workforce preparation, and the challenges associated with gainful employment. You know, because I personally think that a job is better than no job. One, you know, working a job, you know, regardless of how much it pays you, keeps your lazy bone active. You know, I think it's easy, you know, to sit around and just not do anything and then just kind of write it off as, you know, I can't find a job.
Well, some people don't want a job.
Yeah, they don't want a job, exactly. And I'm not talking I'm not talking to people who just don't want a job because, you know, clearly there are some lazy people out there and clearly no job is definitely better than a job if it's not paying what they want. But you got to have skills and proficiency and experience, and I think that's the piece we're missing. That's why I personally think a job is better than no job because it gives you experience. You can say that you're doing, that you've done something, and it's a stepping stone to do something better. But that's just my perspective.
Right. I mean, it goes down to, okay, some people work because they just have to. They're like, okay, I'll do whatever, you know, to provide for my family. And then you have some people that are like, okay, why, you know, like how, like they just ended unemployment here in North Carolina, right? Like for the people who had got, you know, extended, they just ended it for them, right? So, like, that's one of those, you have, like, a portion of those people who have probably had been looking for jobs or maybe they weren't qualified or maybe they were overqualified for the jobs that they have applied for.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, someone told me, like, a couple of weeks ago they applied at, was it McDonald's, and they were told that they were overqualified. And but then what also hurt them is that they didn't have any experience in cooking. You know what I'm saying? So it was like a double.
They didn't have experience what?
They hadn't had any experience cooking.
Got it. Right.
Right.
I mean, and we don't understand the need to cook for people sometimes volunteering in an intern capacity. You know, it'll lead to a stepping stone. In a worst case scenario, you can say that you've had experience cooking.
Right.
And that applies in any arena.
Exactly. And the thing is, like, I remember I applied for, like a customer service position, like, even, like, years ago. And I think it was at, like, Sears or something. And they told me I was overqualified. And it was crazy because I just wanted a part-time job while I was going to school, you know. So then I just had to get creative and talk the school into hiring me and let me clean the school while I went to school.
Yeah, I had a homeboy that recently told me he went on several interviews, and that's what they told him. He was overqualified, and he was a little frustrated, you know, by the idea of being overqualified for some things that, you know, he could clearly do. He's just looking for a job. You know,
and the
so,
thing is
I mean,
that when you look at the grander scheme of it, the people, the higher up, if they're saying you're overqualified, right? 9 times out of 10, it's more or less like they don't want anybody to come in there that got more sense than they do, or just as much sense as they do, because they don't want them.
Well, you know what?
In.
I don't think that's always the case, because as a hiring manager, I had to, you know, really define for him what overqualified meant, and really what it means to a hiring manager. You know, it says, you really don't want this job. You just don't have a job. And the moment you get a better job, you're going to be gone. That's what overqualified really means. For those who are wondering or really want to know, you know, it's not that they don't think you could do the job. At the end of the day, they see your profile. Your profile exceeds the skill set, and they know. So really, it's an investment. No one wants to invest into somebody that ultimately they're not going to benefit, you know, on the investment. And that's really what it comes down to.
But then but then here's another question. Then why, if the person is overqualified for what they applied for, then why is it so hard to see if there's another, you know, avenue inside that company that the person could, you know, could go instead of just turning them
away.
That's
not the position that's available.
That is sad.
917-889-3926. We're going to talk about it tonight. If nothing else, we're going to share some information that you didn't know. To me, it's always about becoming gainfully employed, you know, in some way, shape, or form. Whether it is, you know, for a for-profit, you know, corporate business, or whether you work for a non-profit organization, it's still about gainful employment. Whether you work for yourself, you know, or whether you work within a family business, you still have to establish self-sufficiency, independence, and have a gainfully employed, you know, be in a gainfully employed position, you know. But there's stepping stones to that, people. The reality is most of us want instant gratification. We want to be making a lot of money, but we don't have any skills. Let's not put the cart before the horse. Workforce preparation and the challenges with associated with gainful employment. That's the topic tonight. Is a job better than no job? Hey, we got the top 10 most stressful jobs in America right after this. Red Cafe, Vain, All Ghetto, TM Hama Radio Live.
With something like a phenomena, headed straight to the top in the elevator, spending bread like it's the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Yeah, over here we got pop, girl, move your body, cause the party don't stop. And I'll be in the den, the plan, my own car. They can't understand why the hands is all rock. They used to ride huffies with the pack, now ride huffies in the act. That looks like Buffy in the back. These rappers that get smacked, I treat them like pussies in the trap. You like what? 300 for the bub? I'm like, what's 300 for the bub? We in the club on E, and mommy won't talk on me. And she with a girl, so I'm trying to cut on three. And the Sims is Gucci, Air Force is Louis. Stupid jewelry, I'm stuck in my ways. Smoke kush that I had your stuff for days. $1,000 outfits, goddamn it, we paid.
Nothing but dimes on my roster. Cartier flair, so I dress them in posses. My cash is up, stash is tough. My new bitch badass, baddest. I'm riding clean, high as a cloud. Billionaire club, no broke niggas allowed. I was a youngin', now look, I'm a boss. Making fireworks, popping champagne cork. The yacht can go and take you a picture. And send my alcohol straight, no mixer. From the grind to the shine, from the hoop to the coupe, now I'm flying all the time. The bottom line is, she a dime beef. Would never decline me stepping behind me.
I'm saying like a phenomena, headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Okay, I'm in the strip club with a vial in a stack. With them dimes that I leave a motto on my lap. Put ones in the rack, make that ass clap. Took her to the crib, hit a ghetto from the back. Ma, if you gon' ride on top, she have that. That boy Vane hard on the track, see Alice rap. Shorty half red, half brown, half black. $300 weed and still she fat that. In fact, I put 22s on it. You hear them say, he threw the big shoes on it. What bank the bread is in the bed? Shout to my PhD in the fed. Yeah, I'm all ghetto stock mismatching. But you don't see the mind with my crew flashing. The cable is all glitz, cream cheese in my pocket. Special on the wrist, all ghetto with it.
Like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Toes that pose a stiletto. Let's go. Jeans sag due to the metal.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
Nothing on the beat, she's so special. Shoes on the whip, ice on the vessel. We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto. We keeps it all ghetto.
Is That was Zane featuring Red Cafe, All Ghetto. You're tuning in to TM Hyman Radio Live. It's Money Monday this evening.
Yep.
We're talking about, is a job better than no job? Some people will say no. Some people will say yes. I think a job is better than no job. You have a lot of people when they're not employed, they just get comfortable receiving those unemployment checks. And so if they just they get a job, they're not going to get as much money as they would, you know, getting unemployment checks. But staying unemployed for a long period of time doesn't look too good. So it'll be actually harder for you to enter, re-enter the workforce, you know, getting a larger check than it would be to start off with a little less pay and getting back into the game, you know, that way. So people need to remember that as well.
That's right. And then, like CeeLo said, you know, the check isn't going to come forever. At some point,
no, it's not.
You know, Uncle Sam is going to say, get out of here. It's been too long.
Like, do something with yourself. But you know what's crazy, though, is that, okay, now look at this. When all the people that have taken their lives in this financial, you know, crisis or whatever, right, a lot of those people were working, you know, jobs where they were just making enough. I mean, the thing is that finances, you know, become a major stress on people. You know, so, okay, you look at, all right, you have $2,000 worth of living expenses a month, so you need a job that's going to pay more than $2,000 a month. Because if it just pays exactly $2,000 a month, then you're still going to be, you know what I'm saying, at the same level you were and not having it at all.
Get a second job.
Yeah, but not everybody can do that, though.
But,
you know,
I mean, I think everyone, no, I don't. I beg to differ. I don't think everyone wants to prioritize and cut out those fun things in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one wants to be inconvenienced. We all have the ability to work about three or four jobs if we prioritized our lives and you know, and did that. But we still have fun.
No.
We know. I mean, some of us are restricted, you know, but at the end of the day, I think it's about priorities. Before we go any further, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA, and she's been hanging out. Give it up for Do Mayor. Welcome to the show.
All right, all right, all right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
What up?
What up?
But go ahead, CeeLo.
Okay, well, no, I don't, I mean, it depends on what you do. Now, if you sit at a desk all day, then, yeah, maybe you can do, you know, you can do that a couple of times throughout a day. But the thing is that it still wears on you. I mean,
it wears.
No,
well
no one said it's not going to wear down on you.
But
we said
I mean,
we have the ability to do it.
We
you
do
said
have the ability.
We have the ability. We all have the ability.
It's whether you want to or not. And I think if
Absolutely.
People look at it. Right, if people look at it as it's not a permanent situation, it's temporary. If you work hard now to get yourself out of the situation you're in, it's not a long-term thing. You can put things on the back burner for the time being so that later on you can enjoy things and really enjoy them. But if you're constantly struggling and you're working that one job, barely paying the bills, you're struggling, I would rather work a couple of jobs for a few months than to work one job endlessly and never have enough to make it.
It almost sounded like an administrative position is like a cakewalk. But I'll stand up and represent decision makers and pencil pushers all over America and say we work hard and it's very stressful and demanding. So I don't think whether you're climbing up a telephone pole or whether you're making decisions on behalf of an organization, I don't measure. Is one more stressful than the other, but, you know, I think work is work.
It is, and it's all stressful in its own right. And like you said before, even if you have a job where you're volunteering your time, just being able to put that on the resume that you stayed active even when you weren't employed and getting paid for it, that looks better than someone who's just sitting at home doing nothing. At least to me it does. I'd rather be active and have something going on and not be lazy on paper than to just sit around and collect a check. I mean, that's me. I know Do Mayor, I know she would probably agree because I think you've done that before, correct, Do Mayor? Haven't you worked without pay just to make sure that you kept
your resume looking good, volunteer time at a bank?
I work without pay, not so much for the resume part of it, but because I guess I didn't realize I had an entrepreneurial state of mind at that time. It was whatever it took. I had to do whatever it took, and well, I just couldn't sit around collecting unemployment and not work, so I went and volunteered.
Let me say this. At no point are we saying, am I saying, that unemployment is not a benefit. I think if you have worked and put your time in, you absolutely should acquire unemployment. That's what the system is for. However, I know people. I just had a conversation 2 weeks ago. I saw a former employee who's been unemployed for quite some time. What he said to me was, unemployment pays him on average $10 an hour. The job that I was offering him was offering him $10 an hour. He said he'd rather stay at home and collect the check. That's what he said to me. I said, God bless you.
Right, exactly. Because if that's all the ambition you have, then baby, stay where you at. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you wouldn't want him to work for you anyway.
Yeah, but that $10 an hour will never increase. It will only decrease. You have the opportunity to get into a place. You may be making $10 an hour now, but that's not going to be permanent. You always have the ability to do better.
But not everybody looks at it like that by any means. I mean, I think I told you guys about my little Subway story where the lady, I got on the elevator, it was like a couple weeks ago, and the lady was just smiling ear to ear. She had her Subway uniform on. And she was like, I got a job at Subway. And I was like, that's what's up. You know, I was like, congratulations, you know. But at the same time thinking, I know a couple people on one hand that would be too prideful to work at Subway who damn well need it, but they'd rather beg than to work at Subway. And this woman was elated. You know what I'm saying? And the crazy thing is that me, myself, I couldn't work for there's a certain dollar amount that I'm not going to step out there for. You know what I'm saying? Because it wouldn't do anything but stress me out more. But that's me being honest with myself. You know what I'm saying? No, I couldn't work for $7 an hour. No, not and because most of those jobs, you got to stay in it for a long time to get, you know what I'm saying, unless somebody dies or something, you know, or... I don't know. I think that you have to do what you have to do within your own means and not compromise your integrity and provide for your family, point blank, period. I mean, you can't.
But how
not,
can you provide for your family if you don't have zero income coming in and you won't work for $7 an hour? It's 10:28. We'll be right back.
Money more entertainment. Let's go.
Pills and drugs, pills and drugs. We be on them pills, I pop my pills and drugs. Pills and drugs. We be on them pills, I pop my pill. I smoke my drug, I pop my pill. I smoke my drug, I pop my pill. I smoke my drug, I pop my pill. I smoke my drug. I do this third day. I ain't on no frail shit. So what you want, what you need? Come here, let me scare your shit. Run up in my crib, I guarantee you leave. Building booze, we on that shit. Drop it out loud, we make her go. Pussy
don't just sit, man, talk that shit, cause getting live is what we do. Fuck up the blunt, nigga, smoke a few. Niggas looking all confused. You would do if you knew what that shit'll do to you. Pills and drugs, we on that shit. We pop that shit, we love that shit. Marijuana blowing shit. Let it drop and watch it hit us, motherfuckers, love that shit. Kill my mans, I kill your bitch. Kill me and your family, and I'm gone by noon, you done by six. OMG, another split, can't even smoke a pound of shit. Those so dry, I'm gagging, bitch. I'm overdose, I'm laughing, bitch. I've been in the front, y'all lagging, bitch. It coming to drop a plastic, bitch. I'm on some old Max and shit, some old Freeport, Miss Jackson shit. We fresh out of the pills and grab them, bitch.
Pills and drugs, pills and drugs. We be on them pills, I pop my pills and drugs. Pills and drugs, we be on them pills.
WHAC Pills and Dro from that dude Overdose. It's 10:32 where I am here in Tampa, Florida. It's 10:32 in the AM over there in London. What's cracking, everybody? You're inside Money Monday. Coming up, finance all the way live from Newark, Delaware with Toya. So just sit back, chill, and relax. This one's for you. Coco Jones. What do you want to do, Coco?
Let's play a game. Get naked. Take it all. Talking about your white teeth and your fancy jeans. Take them off for me. Shoes on your feet, hat on your head, gloves on your hands. I want to see skin instead. I'd rather see all of your
tonight.
I just wanted to touch on cash savings. Is it better to sit on it, invest it, or use it? If you happen to be sitting with some extra cash, then you may be trying to figure out how to put it to its best use. And the answer will actually depend on your personal financial situation. So first off, saving it. Cash is a necessity, especially comes in handy when you have any type of unexpected or emergency expense, which we've talked about on the show previously. You know, for this reason, it's wise to have at least 6 to 12 months worth of expenses stashed away in a savings account. I mean, while the money sits in savings account, even the low interest rate environment, you'll be earning some type of money on your money. If you still feel a bit hesitant about the current economic situations, then you can invest the difference of your cash into some type of cash equivalent, like a certificate of deposit. You can spread your cash out into certificates of deposit that have maturity dates that start at 3 months and go up to 5 years, and that will provide you with access to your cash at regular intervals if you need it for some reason or another. You can also invest your cash. If you have a cash stash that actually exceeds the 6 to 12 month emergency fund, then you should invest the rest of it into some type of longer-term investment, such as stocks and bonds. But how you invest the money actually depends on where you are in life. So you may want to funnel the additional contributions into your retirement savings account. You may want to invest in real estate if that's the right move for you. If you have younger children, you may want to invest in their college fund. That way, when they get out of school, when they're older, they don't have that debt that they've already accumulated while they're in college. So there's different things to look at when you're investing. If you're not sure of investing, then you need to speak to someone, some type of broker that can help you. You don't want to just pick a name out of a book. You want to check around with people, some referrals. And you want to, you know, people are handling your money, so not interview them per se, but you do want to speak with them to see, you know, how they plan on handling your funds. The best type of person you want handling your funds, someone who has like a teacher-type spirit, somebody who's going to take the time to explain things to you and not just take your money and invest it where they want and you not know anything about it. So just keep that in mind if you decide to invest your money. And the last thing you could do with your cash, of course, is pay off debt. When you're paying off debt with interest rates that are higher than what you can actually earn on your money, then paying off the debt is the way to go. Any high-interest debt includes credit cards, personal loans, any other consumer loans. So if you're carrying these high-interest debts, you have cash savings to pay them off or pay them down, then you probably want to use your cash savings to start paying down your debt. There's no need to have a money stash if you have debt that's going to constantly be taken away and chipping at your funds. So if you can, save the money by saving on interest by paying off that debt. But just remember, make sure you have some type of emergency fund set aside before you start snowballing your debt, at least $1,000 to $1,500 in savings just in case you have some type of emergency, and then start paying your debt off from the lowest amount to the highest amount. Then once you're done that, you can start fully funding your emergency savings funds again. So just keep those things in mind when it comes to cash on hand, whether it's paying off debt, investing, or saving it. Just learn how to assess your individual situation and determine when you want to actually, like I said, save it, invest it, or use it to pay off debt completely.
Finance coming to us live out of Newark, Delaware tonight. It's 10:39. Hey, coming up, we have America's most stressful jobs. Don't you want to know? We'll be right back.
Yeah, 5J's in, and we lit. J-God, J-New, J's everywhere, ain't
we? Even with the money, I go hard until I pass away. Give me a reason, I grab up a gun and pass the day. And I'm a player, so I know them haters gonna hate. But you was gonna do that anyway. But anyway, anyway.
Between not caring and going hard, take what I want and Beauregard, regardless of the charge. I'm so out of this world, I'ma leave Earth and go to Mars. Stand back about the launch, you can catch me in the stars. Can you dig it? I'm a farm, I got animals all around me that support mine. And the only time you find swine is on my pork grind. From southeast, but I can get it on the north side. I ride or die, these motherfuckers need tour guys. Soap on both pupils like a nigga at the four eyes. Start beefing, I could turn five guys to four guys. Putting them to sleep, and that means nightlife for your guys. And that gas, I flow mine, cause my grind, I'm on mine. And my find, I have a nigga sky high in no time. Hit it four times, and you be floating like a boat line. They need a DVR to see me, cause they're timing off. It's daily paper, J News, bitch signing off.
Even with the money, I go hard until I pass away. Give me a reason, I'll grab up a gun and pass this day. And I'm a player, so I know them haters gonna hate. But you was gonna do that anyway. But anyway, it's anyway, it's anyway, anyway, it's anyway, 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 it's anyway, anyway, it's anyway, anyway,
it's anyway. Wolfman, Cushman, fuck the world, like George Bush, man. Tim stay bloody from the faces I kick. Mind stay flooded with the pages I flip. Grind is divine, come and have a pass look. High school, nigga had zones up in his math book. First day of school, I'm just scoping how the class look. Bitches I'ma fuck, and niggas I'ma clash with. 10 years later and I still ain't made it. But the guns are intriguing, kinda misleading. I don't need a reason, cause it's always the season. Might smoke out his crib and wait for him in the evening. Soon as he enters his home, Louisville slugger injure his bone. Watch him grimace and moan. Take the money off the safe and be gone. And I know we've been a pleasure to know, so tell the rest of your folks.
Even with the money, I go hard until I pass away. Give me a reason, I'll grab up a gun and pass the day. And I'm a player, so I know them haters gonna hate. But you was gonna do that anyway. But anyway, anyway, anyway,
we got cuz for like 30 of them. We even took the fucking drawers and the shirt up off. She called the phone, said we really put a hurting on him. I left the scene, hit the block and put work up on it. Anyway, niggas ain't fucking with the guards and bullets to your squad. Like everybody dies, what the fuck these niggas waiting for? Tell me that, J God, I can tell you where the hell is that. Yeah,
hey fam, don't feed this shit to none of your kids. Fuck fam, I go ham right in front of the pig. And if I catch a bitch come around that corner, you dig. Got head pin bullets for that bitch, put one in the wig. Sticks to my dough raising, this word to my nigga AJ. Bust for the bucks like a Milwaukee away game. I never expire, give a fuck about what the day say. I burn that 40 cal if I'm concerned about the weight gain.
Cause we all get high.
WATC TMI radio live. Hey, hey, it's 10:44. Coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. man, when you are inside Money Monday. Toya, thank you very much for that. You mongo. Hey, folks, I'm sorry. That's an inside joke. You are in tune to Money Monday, May 16, 2011. Is a job better than no job at all? Hit us up, 917-893-926. 1-9-7-889-3926. All right.
Can I finish my point?
Please do.
Thank you. Okay, so where I left off at was, no, I wouldn't do a job for $7 an hour. Okay, so look, you apply for jobs that make more. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, like when I moved to Charlotte, I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't have a job here. Okay, well, let's go to, I said, I like shoes. Okay, so I went to a shoe store. I applied to the shoe store. I asked them how much they made. They said like $7 an hour. I was like, okay, I'm like, really? that's not going to do nothing for me, but whatever, I applied anyway.
Could you get a discount on the shoes?
Exactly.
Hey, I'm looking for the
perks. You
know
what I'm saying? I looked at the bigger benefit, and I was like, oh, I could take over this store, you know, soon. Like, it wouldn't be nothing, you know. But the thing is that the job that I didn't really want to do, which was the cable job, they called, it was more money. So I went with the more money.
Of course.
I already knew in my mind what I wanted to do. I knew $7 an hour wasn't going to get me the house that I had in my mind. But the cable job was
so you
closer.
Had to reprioritize until you got something better.
But that's the thing. But that's me, though. Not everybody's able to do that. I just said what I don't want to do.
Everybody's able to do that. Everyone doesn't do that.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, I'm not saying, I said I don't want to.
Right.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't jump up for it. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I'd do it if I had to. But, no, I wouldn't just jump up for it. No. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, no. No. Yeah. Well, yeah. Not everybody.
So, I mean, so really the question is a job better than no job? And your response is no job is better than a job. That's your prerogative. That's your view.
Yeah.
And I respect it. Let's go to the phones. Area code 757. Last four digits, 5356. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
What up, Sincere?
What's cracking?
Hey, Sincere, how are you?
What's up? I'm on the moon. Let y'all know.
All right. And is the Black NASA man up there?
Okay.
Are the Black NASA men up there with you?
I see a Coupe de Ville up here, though.
You do? Okay, so they left that up there. Okay.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
All right.
Talking to Black NASA people.
Yeah.
What up, man?
But I don't see no flag up this motherfucker, so.
You say you don't see no flag? Hey, well, I'll say this. Big up to NASA that launched a successful rocket off to the moon for real today. Cape Canaveral right here.
They're not going
Florida.
To the moon. They're going to a
what
space
they going
station.
They're
going to the space station.
Going to the space station. Hey, it's out there in space, homie. You're right. They're not going to the moon.
I mean, anybody can land on a man-built apparatus, land on a planet, then talk to me.
Hey, Sincere, is a job better than no job? Would you rather have a $7 an hour job than not have any money?
I gotta separate myself from everybody else because there's no way in God's green earth I would work for $7 an hour.
You ain't by yourself, Sincere. We together, baby. Don't worry about it.
For all you people out there that are jobless, then it might be good for you to work for $7 an hour. I myself have never worked for $7 an hour, so I could not do that. $7 couldn't buy my kids' school lunch. So, nah, I couldn't do it. No way in the world.
So tell me this.
I hustle.
What would you be doing? Okay, so that is. So my question was, what's the alternative when you have mouths to feed and you turning down any income?
Well, I mean, Thank God that I was blessed to never be put in a situation where I had to either choose a legal life or an illegal life. I mean, I have done illegal things in my day, but I was 15, 16, 17 years old. Once I got in college, I was already basically set on having money. Because I turned what I did when I was young and dumb into something good, so I was set up well. So I mean, and then from there I gained a whole lot of experience with everything that I do. So with me going to school, and I let everybody know I dropped out of college. So putting it on education is BS. It's because from my standpoint, experience is far better than what you're getting in the books, and I live well off experience. I mean, but me, there's no way I could do $7 an hour. I mean, my son went and applied for a job the other day, and they told him seven something, and he said, well, I stay home. I make more money off allowance.
Wow. Hey, 917-889-3926. The question is a job better than no job? Hey, there's a difference of opinions tonight. Hey, we love it. Real Talk Radio, TM Hom Radio Live.
TM Hom Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hom Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hom Live Talk Radio Show.
America's most stressful jobs. for 2011. Hey, well, with the unemployment rate nationally still hovering around like 9%, you know, many people are grateful simply to get a paycheck, although there are some people who prefer not to get a paycheck, you know. But gratitude, you know, regardless, yes, no, it doesn't take away the stress of the daily grind. Whether you're hustling, you know, whether you work in a 9-to-5, whether you work for the cable company, whether you're a teacher, whether you, you know, dump trash, you know, your job can be stressful, you know. So what are you thinking about doing? What are you trying to do? Let me help you understand, for 2011, what the people say, you know, the most stressful jobs are. Hey, number 10, a real estate agent. Real estate agent's annual salary is probably about 53, you know, 53 almost, you know, 55, 100, excuse me, $1,000 on average. You know, now we know the housing market is slowly improving. You know, real estate agents are not as stressed out as they used to be, but it's still not back in motion, you know, still uncertain. You know, number 10, real estate agents. Number 9, the most stressful jobs in America, paramedic or any type of emergency medical technician, stressed out for only about $33,000 a year. You know, hours vary. You know, EMT are responsible for assessing injuries, administering emergency medical care, transporting, you know, the injured, sick people. I think that's pretty stressful. That's number 9. Hey, number 8, the people say stockbrokers are the next stressed out folk. Hey, they make enough. They should be stressed out. They only work about 8 hours a day. $85,000, almost $86,000 a year. You know, number 7, and we'll pick it up in the next hour. Number 7, most stressed out, architect. Architect makes about $78,000 to $80,000 a year. You know, 80-plus hours. You know, and they are beautifying our cities, beautifying our states. We'll pick up with the next 6 leading up to the most number 1 stressful job in America. You are inside Money Monday, May 16th. Tonight we are discussing unemployment, workforce preparation, the challenges associated with gainful employment. Hanging out with us, we got my dude Sincere. Hey, Sincere, gainful employment, what does that mean to you?
Don't mean nothing to me. Let me stop. I mean, able to support yourself, not live check to check. And let me touch something that I said, because I can hear a whole lot of people saying I'm insensitive, whatever. It's not shameful to work for any amount of money. But my point is, gas is $4 a gallon, man. If you are an employer and you are paying your employees $7 an hour, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. They can hardly afford to get to work.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even do my little $5 at the pump thing, though. You can't even be in a rush no more. I got to pay to fill my tank now. That's stressful. And then to touch something else, real estate is not getting better. A lot of people say it's slowly getting better. I just lost $100,000+ in equity in my house.
Wow.
Because my neighbor is short selling their home because they're about to go on foreclosure. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I think everybody got hit with that. And it's crazy because when they did the tax assessments for the year, our neighborhood, it dropped by thousands of dollars. It was like, really? In my own house, I think like $15,000 difference between what it was last year and what it is this year.
Yeah, I mean, I just got my city assessment, and the city assessment dropped me like $18,000, and then these boneheads go and trying to short sell the house. And I went to him, I was like, look, you could have told me, I would have paid your mortgage to keep you from killing my profit.
Right. A lot of people don't think about that because they're not thinking, you know, not everyone is in the home ownership, you know, mind. And hell, a lot of people who'd rather not work, period, than get a job. I don't think they're thinking about buying a house. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that could be, you know, a generalization. And excuse me if I offend this one, but, I mean, if you're offended, go get a damn job then.
Exactly. I mean,
that pays you more than $7.
Right.
But, I mean, it's for me, life is about progression. If you are at a job that you're unhappy with and you're making minimum wage or $8 or $9 or whatever you're making, and you are content with just living, just getting by, then you might as well dig a hole and crawl in it. Because if you're not progressing in life, why are you living?
Right.
Why live? Just go ahead and give up.
It should definitely be about progression. I absolutely agree with that.
Right. It's constant elevation. I mean, and that's the thing. It's like, okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, remember we had a conversation to you the other day when I was like, you know, why is it, like, I don't feel comfortable living, like, a regular life. And there are people who do, you know what I'm saying, who don't mind just going to a minimum wage job every day. And they just, you know, and they just have their own, they have their own freedom, their own fun or whatever, but they don't want anything else outside of that. They want to work for someone all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to work at this place because I don't have to work hard. I can just do this. You know, like, maybe somebody might be doing janitorial work just because, not for the money, but because they don't have to do much. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know. I guess it varies person to person.
Right. It does vary person to person. Yeah. Ms. Willingham from Chesapeake, VA. Hey, is it better to have a job than no job? And would you work for $7 an hour?
Let me see. I've been sitting here listening to all the different perspectives, and I guess we only can come from our own perspective and our own views, and I've been on both sides of the table. I've had a job, I've not had a job, and now I'm in the position where I employ myself. I guess my opinion would be it just depends on the individual. I understand the perspective from if $7 is not going to allow me to take care of my family, as opposed to with the unemployment check, I get more in the unemployment check. Or $7 is okay until I can get better because I have the potential to increase, unless you're somewhere where they have a freeze and you don't have that potential until who knows when. I agree with we all are able to, if it requires, I've always been known to have multiple jobs at a time, 2 to 3 jobs at any given time. So, I mean, I am an advocate for working, and that's what it takes. But I do understand some other people's point of view that, you know, I personally feel like now that I know that there's an alternative way to making or obtaining financial wealth, and y'all forgive me about the train in the background. I feel like, you know, once I get to that place where I can retire in the next 3 years and I don't have to get a job, then to me, you ask me that question, is it better to have a job than no job? It's better for me to have no job because my business just makes ongoing income without me having really to do nothing except spend my time helping others become free. I guess right now where I'm required to work, it's good that I have a job and can get the income and have the, you know, customers and clientele. So there you go.
Got it. Absolutely. Hey, we'll be back. Is a job better than no job? That's the topic. You're inside Money Monday. And, you know, just the open, honest conversation about how we feel. It's 68 degrees in Norfolk, Virginia. It's 11:05. Hey, up next, entertainment and national news live from Charlotte.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live, 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 talk radio show.
radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show.
Relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
11-11, May 16th, 2011. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. No. We are coming live from Charlotte with entertainment and national news. CeeLo.
Thank you. Good afternoon and evening time, everybody. How y'all doing? The entertainment and national news for May 16, 2011. Okay, so look, I just want to recap on something that I reported last night. I told you guys about the IMF head Dominique Khan. Well, justice seems to be being served cold to Mr. Khan. The U.S. is not playing with these foreigners, I guess. The judge denied his bail, and Khan is chilling at Michael's right now. And so don't drop the soap, Mr. Khan. That's it's a little slippery slope. So, but now this French politician steps forward and admits that she talked her daughter out of filing a police report a couple of years ago because he attacked her daughter as well. But she didn't want her journalism career to be damaged, so she talked her daughter out of filing a report. So, like right now, the daughter's pushing to file. So I guess when he's done here in the U.S., they're gonna take care of him in France as well. So now on to other news. Now, this is from my Who Cares file. The Fed, they're going to be auctioning off the Unabomber Ted Kaczynski's personal things online from May 18th to June 2nd. Now, there's like 60 items that they're auctioning off, like his birth certificate, driver's license, his academic transcripts. And I'm like, is this really legal? Can they auction off his birth certificate? I mean, the man is still alive. He's 68 years old, but he's still alive. And he's serving life, and tell y'all what he did. He killed 3 people and wounded 23 between the years of 1978 and 1995 before he was caught. He was pretty much, y'all know who the Unabomber is. But yeah, so is that legal? I'm wondering. I don't know, but the proceeds, however, they're going to the victims, to the family of the victims, and to some of the live victims. Because like 4 victims are owed like $15 million in restitution. So they're trying to knock that out. Now, here's a what the hell. A Texas man chainsawed his best friend of 20 years into pieces. Now, the cause is unknown, but he chainsawed him into parts and put him in a trash bag. But he put it in a house that was next door, like in the backyard of a house next door that's an abandoned house. So I guess my tip is, if you're going to kill somebody, make sure it's not a person that you're seeing with every day for 20 years. You know, I mean, you would be the usual suspect. Like, what the hell? Okay, so I want to give big up to someone now. Big up to John Stewart for going in on Bill O'Reilly. Because remember, I was telling you guys how, like, they're making a big deal about this, Common going to the White House. Well, Bill O'Reilly is like, he's pretty much, he's supporting Common, a supporter of a cop killer. And John Stewart just pretty much went in and was like, okay, well, if you're going to make a point of somebody's character being based on, like, their artistic freedoms, and their lyrics, he was like, then Bruce Springsteen can't go to the White House. Bob Dylan can't go to the White House. You too can't go to the White House. Here's like a long list of artists that should be banned from the White House if that's the case. So big up to you, John Stewart, for taking Bill O'Reilly up on his stupid debate, but proving a point, though, because it's like stop discounting people because of their artistic views. So, okay, now on to my favorite, entertainment. All right. Now, Mobb Deep, they performed at the Best Buy Theater in Times Square for the first time in like a 3-year break this past Thursday. And just to let you guys know what they have been doing on the background, Havoc
He won a Grammy. I had no idea. He won a Grammy for the production on Eminem's album, Recovery, on his 7th studio album. So that was dope. But Mobb Deep, you know, they're coming out with a new album. Now, it's unnamed at this moment, but they are coming out with a new album. And Nas, Prodigy, and Havoc, they ended their 10-year beef, and they have a song on the untitled album called Dog Shit. So I'm like, you got a name for the song, but not the album. So anyway, speaking of Nas, Nas and Damon Marley will be ending their distant relatives tour in New York at Central Park Summer Stage on August 11th. Now, the tickets will go on sale this Friday, which is May 20th, at all Ticketmaster locations. And just to let you guys know, just a little sneak peek of who's going to be there throughout the summer, and this is for Summer Stage. In June, they're going to have artists like EPMD, Nice and Smooth, Talib Kweli. July, they're going to have Roy Ayers and the Jazz Mafia Cynthia.
Nice.
And Brucey B, you know, somebody from, you know, back in the day. And then, like, August, just a taste, Rakim and the Cold Crush brothers.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, they're going to be rocking it live. Their free concerts. They have a lot of free concerts going on in New York this year, this summer, as they always do. And in Philadelphia, they do a lot of free concerts. So, yeah, I'll keep y'all up on that. And I think that's all I have. Yeah, that's all I have for you guys for this evening. Thank you. Whatever you do, do it well.
Do it well, just as you do our entertainment and national news live out of Charlotte tonight. Give it up for CeeLo.
I should have never gave the dog a bone. Now I'm sure he keeps blowing up my phone. The chick won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker. She's a stalker. I'm up at the crib, running out, doing everything just to be around me. She's a stalker. Shorty, she's a stalker.
I guess the world's good, huh? Go figure, that's why they call me Wood. She a go-getter, sleeping in the woods, sneaking through the hood, no quitter. Shorty follow me like Twitter. Never seen a sister so obsessed, and I'm so stressed. Yes, I guess I got her sprung out, the way you stick my tongue out. That's why shorty dumb out. She dumb out. I see somebody peeping through my window. While I'm sleeping, she creeping to get my info. I never really knew what I was in for. I should've never knocked her down like Kimbo. Like the way I lay it down, she an info. She know more about me than all my kinfo. Said I'm the only one she care about. Wanna know my whereabouts, so I can wear it out.
I should've never gave the dog a bone. Now I'm sure it keeps blowing up my phone. The chick won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker. She's a stalker. I'm up at the crib on the house, doing everything just to be around me. Yeah, she's a stalker. Shorty, she's a stalker.
She's like a private investigator, with my privacy. She keeps surprising me. Hey, day when I hop up in the driver's seat, like MJ, always feel like somebody's watching me. Hiding in the bush with binoculars, is it cause I'm popular? Why she keep popping up? Like the paparazzi, just can't get enough. In the hot seat, ain't no stopping her. Now she camping out outside the telly. Sex after sex, blowing up my belly. What happens next, can somebody tell me? I see it's getting hot in her like Nelly. Really, Jelly and me being a true jock. Open her jukebox, now she on the rooftop. Who stops? Said I'm the one she care about. Wanna know my whereabouts, so I can wear it out.
I should've never gave the dog a bone. Now I'm sure he keeps blowing up my phone. The chick won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker. She's a stalker. I'm at the crib unannounced, doing everything just to be around me. Yeah, she's a stalker. Shorty, she's a stalker.
Popping up by the crib, never told her where you live. That's for sure he is. Is she leaving tons of messages just to get the biz? Just for sure he is. Now she's sending gifts to your dog, which I really ain't involved. Tell her to get lost. Is she popping up by the crib, never told her where you live? That's for sure he is. Is she leaving tons of messages just I really ain't involved. Tell the two get y'all.
My Radio Lives, Money Monday. Sincere, CeeLo, Toya, Domare, welcome to the show. You are in the second hour. We got like 38 minutes left in the show. Tonight is a job better than no job. A few of us say yes. A few of us say no. If you got an opinion, hit us up. 917-889-3926. I got the top six most stressful jobs in America. I told you number seven was architect. Number six, advertising executive. You know, advertising executives is caking it too. Roughly $97,000, you know, to $98,000 a year. You know, about 9.5 hours a day. You know, technology is big right now. You know, so why this job is so stressful, you know, is because, hey, you know, traditional audiences have changed rapidly. You know, advertising and print and other traditional mediums has changed. You got to keep up with the times. Hey, number five, what do you think it is? What do you think? Hey, this information is coming to us through CNBC.com. Log on. Number five, newscaster. Any newscaster roughly makes about $42,000-$43,000 a year. It's an 8-hour job. You know, hey, and news business is always, you know, a stressful place. You know, with all the global crisis, environmental disasters, wars, you know, they're like doctors always on call. You know, got to be ready to go. Number four. Photojournalist, about $42,000-$43,000. You know, the hours vary, you know, but much like newscasters, photojournalists are expected to be on the front lines, you know, with the job description that requires them to enter into some, you know, dangerous, sometimes remote, volatile locations and places. Also on call, like 24 hours, like a doctor. I got the top three coming up here shortly. Thanks for rocking with us tonight. Again, we got Sincere hanging out. Hey, man, I always appreciate you because you always keep it extra real with us, and it fit right in to this program. Hey, you have been working for yourself for a while, right?
Yes, I have.
Was that a conscious choice, or did you have a hard time finding a job? Or did you have a hard time finding the job that you desired? What was the motivation?
Well, it wasn't because I could not find a job. It was more so kind of like when I had a job, it was like bumping my head up against the wall. And it was the whole progression thing because I am a progressive thinker, and the people I was employed by thought that the way they did business would sustain them for years and years to come because it sustained them up until that point. But I saw a change coming, and they didn't believe the change that was coming, so they wanted to sit stagnant. So before the bottom came out, I moved on to another employer. But everybody I always work for, I say, God put me there for me to learn what I need to learn and move on and make my own business, because every job I've ever had, I now either own shares in the business in that market or I started a business in that market. So it wasn't
It wasn't that I was, I mean, I'm just never content. And even when I did have a job, when I made $12 an hour, I would say, oh, when I make 14, I'm going to be set. And then I get to 14, and I'm like, oh, this ain't shit. When I get to 16, I'm going to be good. And I got to 16, like, oh, this ain't shit. And then and so on. And then when I start working for myself, I'm like, okay, when I get to this point, I'm good. And no, I'm not good. I mean, even at the point where I'm at in life, I'm not content with what I have. I mean,
because you're constantly setting goals.
Constantly setting goals.
Right.
Right.
So I mean, yeah. If I'm just, I mean, my goal has always been when I turn 35, I want to retire, and not so much that I'm gonna retire. I just have the means that if I decide to just stop doing everything I'm doing, I could live.
Right.
And sustain my normal life. So, I mean, I'm almost to that point. And if I just say, okay, I never want to work again, I never work again. But, I mean, that's kind of never going to happen. I probably die working because, I mean,
right.
that's what I do. And one thing people misunderstand when you say you're self-employed, they figure, oh, it's the glamorous life. It is no such thing because you work harder.
A lot of different.
Because you got all the competition, and I mean, because most of the companies that you're going against are already branded in the industry. So you're going against a company that has 100-plus years of a reputation. So you got to work that much harder when you're working for yourself.
No, that's real. That's real.
Yeah, because you're doing it all. It's not coming from anybody else. You're creating it.
You get out what
like,
you put in.
Yeah, you're right, exactly. And, if you don't promote it, then it won't go anywhere. Yeah. I don't know. So that's why we're here. We're empowering.
917-889-3926. Real talk radio. I mean, that's just what it is, hands down. Hey, if you got an opinion, comment, or if you have new music, we'll play anything once. Thanks to the artists that were on last week. Hey, coming up, we have Woody and Teo. Woody from Drew Hill and Teo, who actually replaced him when he actually left the group. The group is still flying pretty high, traveling in and out of the country performing. But if you have new music, hey, hit us up. tmuhammadradiolive@gmail.com. tmuhammadradiolive@gmail.com. This is Lawless. It's called Save Me. We'll be right back.
I am hurt, but no one cares. I make real music that no one hears. Some stick of life, cause it's unfair. But when I don't play fair, I gotta go in there. Stuck inside a cell with nowhere to go. The one person I wanna call turns on me though. Success moving slow, my life moving fast. I'm damn near 30 with my broke ass. Can't take my eyes off the hourglass. That is when me and the devil clashed. I was on the road to riches, but I didn't last. I crashed, of course, cause it's a crash course. Don't take me, Lord, I'm falling for the devil's life that's at my door. Yeah, I know it's you again, it's a nigga way. Leave me alone. Don't take me, Lord, I'm falling for the devil's life that's at my door. Yeah, say I have no regret, but that sounds boring. Shit, when I know I'm filled with
try to blend in with the church members. Try to neglect the fact that I be doing what the devil would put. You know the drugs, the sex, don't protect it. No healthcare, you know who knows, you could be infected. The truth hurts, but the truth you can't neglect it. What's the perfect picture? My portrait is unprotected. When the music's from the heart, there's no way to edit. I'm not here to entertain you, I'm not Cedric. So my pain makes you laugh, go ahead, have a ball. Just remember, the karma comes for us all. Nothing wrong with being on the top, but what I'm telling y'all, if you don't do right, that just means you'll have a long fall. So y'all can have to stop, I'ma just stand tall. And if I got luck, come play me up,
I'm WHACTM Hyman Radio Live. That is Chester Gregory with Only You. It's Only You. Excuse me. It's 11:36 here in Chesapeake, Virginia, 8:36 over there in San Diego, California. And tonight we are discussing if a job is better than no job, and we have heard a vast array of opinions in regards to the matter from Sincere, CeeLo, Toya, Terrence, and myself. And I guess the consensus is, I mean, we have some for yay and some for nay. I guess it just depends on the individual. Again, me personally, I think once I get to the position where I'm financially free, I'm going to say it's better for me not to have a job as opposed to going and, you know, I guess, let me go back. Let me backtrack. To me, a job means just of a book or working for someone. If I have a career, I'm working for myself. I can be a massage therapist for free and do that for the rest of my life and never, ever get paid again. So as long as I am in a financial position where I can do that, then to me, I don't want to have a job. But if I have to backtrack and say, okay, well, massage therapy is not paying me enough to sustain the lifestyle that I need to take care of me and my daughter, and I need to go back and get a job or work for somebody else, then be it as it may. But I'm going to do everything in my power, I pray, to make sure that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Exactly. But that's the thing, though. Like, I think the people that act like they don't have a, like, act like they have a choice. You know what I'm saying? Like those people who are staying with other people when they don't want to pay bills and they don't want to get a job, and that's their reasoning of, you know, well, you know, it's not going to make a difference if I go work at Burger King or not. I'm still not going to be able to give you the money. You know what I'm saying? Like people have different reasons. Some people just don't want to work. And I don't know. But I do feel like a person that doesn't work shouldn't eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a man is sitting at home playing,
if you don't
Nintendo,
work, you shouldn't eat.
Yeah, I mean, like not like like if a man is at home and he doesn't work and the woman works, and yeah, and he don't do nothing around the house neither. Yes, look, you don't need to eat.
Well, why are they together?
I just, somebody just popped in my mind, and I'm just like, I see it.
I mean,
like I have a friend.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I mean, you have some dudes who may be down on their luck.
Okay, well, like I have a girlfriend of mine who's dating a guy who has been unemployed for the last 2 years, but he's been collecting unemployment. Now,
right.
The
so he's bringing stuff to the table. His check.
But he's not sharing. Not playing his part. But he won't go get a job either. And she has children, so like.
He's doing
like
what
that,
she
like,
allow hers to do.
Hey,
what
you.
She allow him to do.
Hey, to each his own. Right, that's what I'm saying. But that's my point right there. Just like some people just don't want to, and some people are fine with that. You know, I don't know. I couldn't do it. Better you than me.
Different strokes, different folks. You are inside Money Monday, folks. I mean, you know, it really comes down to decisions. We say that over and over and over and over again. The decisions you make, you know, impact you and others, you know, but you got to make, you know, the right decision with a clear mind, not be irrational, emotional, you know. I mean, too many of us make decisions in an irrational or emotional state. Or, in, you know, or you're not of a sober mind. You know, you can't make good decisions high or drunk, folks. You know.
Well, you should.
You just can't. It's not possible to make good decisions under the influence of anything. You know, you can think you're making a good decision, but that's all it is. You're thinking about it. It's not
right.
A good decision. Working leads to self-sufficiency. At the end of the day, life is about stepping stones. Many of us want and expect instant gratification. But what have we put in? What directions are we following? Who are we looking up to, respecting? What are we putting in? If you don't put anything in, you can't get any
anything out. In this life, if you've been getting a free ride, hey, recognize it's going to run out.
Right.
At some point, it's going to run out because life is about self-sufficiency when you hit a certain level of maturity. Sincere, at what age did you consider yourself mature, grown, and why? We may have lost them. Toya, the same question.
Well, I was mature and grown.
Yeah, what age were you grown? Is mature and grown different? I think it is.
Yeah, they're definitely different. I was grown.
Okay, so I'm going to say
the
mature.
Moment I walked out of, I
right.
was grown the moment I walked out of my parents' house.
I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to say mature.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what the age was, to be honest with you. I've never really thought of myself to be an immature person. I've always been pretty knowledgeable about different things and always on top of my game. I don't know. I can't tell you when, to be honest with you. I can't give you an age.
Okay,
yeah.
So my whole purpose for the question was really trying to get a realistic idea. They always say that girls mature faster than boys. Around what age is it that girls 26. Mature?
26. I'll say 26. Because I think that's like the point where you have your midlife crisis. Because you're at the point where you're not 19 anymore, but you're not 30. But you can't lean back. You know what I'm saying? Like for those people who've had like support systems, you know, they may not be able to lean back and go back home. You know, you kind of got to stand on your own. About 26 is when you see people starting to get out on their own. And yeah, because, like, yeah, you've gotten out of college or gotten out of the military or what have you. Yeah, so I was, yeah.
And I'm going to say it's probably the 30s, the early 30s for dudes.
That's when you sense. But you said mature. It's like, totally different. It's like when you turn 30, when you realize that everything 29 and 4 didn't even matter. You just, you know. That's a whole other subject. That's like waking up when you turn
30. I only ask that because I think about career. We haven't talked a lot about workforce preparation, and we only have about 15 minutes, 14 minutes left in the show. But workforce preparation, training, career, maturity, our focus on our quality of life, I believe happens way late in life. And I think it has a lot to do with examples, and I'm going to always talk about role models and examples in the people you follow, because I think it's very impactful, and it's the differentiator between those who advance and those who, quite frankly, don't advance.
Right.
It's all about their mentors. Who did they model themselves after?
Right.
You know? And I only ask those specific questions about maturity because I think you have to come into some level of maturity in order to make mature decisions. And I think that comes from an example. And, folks, you know, I don't have kids, but I'm absolutely an example. I just encourage you to be that example. You know, regardless of what you do behind closed doors, you know, always be of good character to those who are following your example. And I think self-sufficiency is one of them. There are training programs all around you, wherever you are in the world. And if you're listening from some type of third world country, you know, where they got it on lock. If you're in America, there are programs all around. Workforce preparation, you know, vocational schools, social services offers up programs. You know, normally urban housing development project areas offer up programs. Universities offer up programs. You know, some research. Go to the library. Ask some questions. You know, don't take no for an answer. Get on your grind. If people see you grinding, you trying to make it happen, they'll help you to make it happen. I'm not telling you what I've heard. I'm telling you what I know. You take one step, somebody else will take two steps. They'll see what you're trying to do. They'll try to help you out. We got 13 minutes left in the show. Angels.
Yes. Well, sir, I mean, you said a mouthful. I mean, like that.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. But the reason, like I was saying, like the whole, I agree with Toya. Like when you leave the house is when you're grown. You know, when you said, okay, I'm going to step out there on my own. But those first couple of years are rough because a lot, what I've found is a lot of teenagers, they don't, when they leave the house, they don't know anything about budgeting, the bills or anything. A lot of parents don't sit down and talk with their kids about, you know, paying utilities and down payments and deposit money. And you know what I'm saying? Like the difference between the two and that some of it's refundable and some of it's not. So many kids don't know anything about it because a lot of parents, you know, just move on through, you know, day by day, hoping that the kid is just paying attention to their work ethic, or you know, if they go to work,
or in some instances, just moving along, just trying to pay the bills.
Right, but and never take the time to explain to the kids how it works. You know that okay, when these papers come in the mail, it's not just coupons, it's bills, and the money that's coming in, that I'm bringing in, is going out to these people. You know, I'm not saying
I can tell you
broken
for
down
a long time. When I used to see what I know now as a mortgage book, when I used to see those laying around, I used to wonder what they were for.
Right,
not knowing that they were slips to send off the mortgage payment every month so we could keep a roof over our heads.
Right. See, I don't know. I think I got the concept of taking care of things, like, early on. But I think because I was out earlier than you know, some people. Out of the house earlier. You know what I'm saying? So it looks different because I think I didn't really get a chance to look at how much I had grown until I turned, you know, got in my 30s. It's like, wow, I learned a lot. You know what I'm saying? But I also metaphorically learned how to drive too early, you know. So, yeah, it becomes a different point.
Regardless of our state of being, if we can think, speak, and we have the activity of our limbs, we have an opportunity. Folks, we appreciate you for riding with us. We'll be right back to sign off Team Muhammad Radio Live inside of Money Monday.
Yeah. Everybody in this world is God's property. Though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy, never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was the menace to the very private. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said, it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was gifted at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a white or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to Him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase, and when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me, don't just judge a girl by her appearance.
Look for intelligence and the godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asked me, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven and it's so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks to God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and flipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And these are only good thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away.
Yeah. I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, man. All you gotta do is listen.
Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and flipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to him on my best days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away.
CM Hyman Radio Live, and that was Boston, was Far Away. Even thank y'all for rocking with us. We got, like, what?
No.
6 minutes left in the show.
Mm-hmm. And I got the top three most stressful jobs.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so go ahead and drop those now.
I can drop those right now. Number three, senior corporate executive, working about 11 hours a week, but making a whopping $167,168 a year, you know, $167,000. You know, stressful job, but well worth the dividends. Hey, number two, what they're calling the second most stressful job in the country right now, 2011, a public relations executive, about 9 hours a day. But hey, $100,000 to $102,000 a year, we'll take it. You know, stress hands down. We'll take it. We'll take it. Number one, drum roll, please. They absolutely have the most stressful job in the country. I think, and you gotta be like working for a top of the line commercial airline, a pilot, working about 9 hours a day, making about $117,000 to $118,000 a year. Hey, but damn it, they don't have anybody trying to help to land them. All of the people going to sleep up
going
in the tower.
Right, right. So that's why it's stressful. They don't know where the hell to go.
Right. Hey, so that was your top 10 most stressful jobs in the country. Number one, again, a pilot.
Yeah, I'm telling you, okay, the cable guy lady should be added to that list, man. I'm telling you, you don't understand how irate people get over the cable.
Hey, thanks for rocking with us, everybody. Let's go to the phones. Area code 202, last four digits 4083. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Coop calling from Montgomery Village.
What's going on?
Ain't nothing much, man. Hey, nice talking to y'all, man. Y'all got a good show going on tonight.
Hey, Coop, is a job better than no job?
I think so. Unless you have another direction, like if you got another, like what's the thing it was saying? It was what? Would you work for $7 an hour? I mean, you might not want to, but if you don't have anything else, another direction that you can go in to get money to do things you need to do. Then, yeah, you go with it. You go with it. But if you're going to sit and not do nothing because you're like, hey, that's only $7 I ain't going to do. I'm not going to work. If I got to take that, I might as well not work. Then, nah, you're not doing the right thing. You need to go ahead and take that $7.
Yeah. And that's what I'm thinking. And I understand. But I think Sincere made a good point. And Sincere, I'm not sure if you still with us or not. We came back to you.
I'm here.
Okay. You know, I get the gas is $4, you know, and so, damn, how could you pay your bills? But I'm thinking something is better than nothing. Unless you got a straight hustle, you know, that you assuming a risk that come along with the hustle.
Yeah, and then there's budgeting.
But I get it. I do.
You got to budget too. You know what I'm saying? It's like you got to, I don't know, like, if people don't know how to hustle, then... You know, they may be lost. You know what I'm saying? So if you know someone that's lost, you should help them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but I know grown women who, like this one lady, she works for, like, the Red Cross or something, right? But she has crazy hours. Every day is a different day in hours. Well, she can't get a second job because her hours vary so much. And I'm like, I don't know.
You gotta take time off. And, you know, schedule some interviews and go to interviews on the weekend and send your resumes out. Hey, I don't mean
network
to cut anybody
marketing.
Off. Hey, thanks for riding with us. Hey, I just want to give them an opportunity to say goodnight. Hey, take us home.
Whatever you do, do it well.
Be blessed.
Be a blessing.
So, you know, again, CeeLo, I get what you're saying in reference to, you know, one job keeps you from, you know, excelling sometimes when you get locked in. But you can't get locked in. You always got to be setting new goals, striving higher and higher every day.
And you're
so,
absolutely right.
You know,
but you got, but that's something that's created within. Not everybody's, you know, built with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Know?
And we're just trying to encourage you. The whole purpose of tonight's show, you know, is a job better than no job? You heard the different perspectives. You know, we bring it to you real. We bring it to you raw. But at the end of the day, you know, we're just trying to encourage you to strive to be the best that you can be. You know, don't just settle. You know, don't just, you know, take a check because it's easy. Get up, get out, and do something. Hey, peace and blessings, everybody.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live.